I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. The state is reworking its Wildlife Action Plan. That's a document that aims to provide management options for animals and plants that don't quite qualify for federal protection. Take, for instance, the northern long-eared bat or New England cottontail rabbits. They're not listed on federal endangered species lists, but their numbers have dropped in recent years due to things like disease and habitat loss. That's where the Wildlife Action Plan comes in. Julia Victoria is a biologist who worked on the original document in 2005. She says the plan helps land trusts, municipalities, and the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection coordinate local conservation efforts.
It focuses our resources more directly on where we should be going in the next 10 years, so we're more efficient, and that helps everybody.
Today, Victoria is working on a 10-year update to the plan in consultation with the DEEP. Here's why.
Well, there's been some emerging diseases that have come up, and I'm talking about white nose syndrome with bats. There's been a snake fungal disease that wasn't present when we wrote the plan in 2005.
Victoria says the plan will also factor in considerations like climate change, and it calls for the state to prioritize its conservation efforts.
We didn't have to do that in 2005, so now we're having to focus even further and actually prioritize our actions of what we're going to do in the next 10 years. And we'd like the public to help us do that because it's ultimately, mostly the public's land and the public species.
The first public information session is tonight in Burlington. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.